Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends.
Book. And so, with no further ado, here she is.
Well, we're talking about chapter 2, lesson 2 in The Lioness Arising. But as I was looking on the internet on different things about lionesses and women who roar, I came across a website, and it was talking about how the lion and the lioness was similar to the bride and the bridegroom, you know, of Christ being the groom and the church being the bridegroom or the bride. And although the bride of the bride is in beautiful white and is lovely, they were doing a conference that was called The Bride Wears Boots. Because even though she's beautiful and she's in a white gown, she has her boots on because it's boots on the ground for Christ's church. And so she's not a delicate bride. She's not somebody that is in little glass slippers and she's just, you know, don't talk to me. She is boots on the ground. She is ready for battle. She is ready to do what Christ wants her to do. She's a tough bride. So we're also talking about the lioness is strong and powerful creature. The lioness is at ease with their strength and at rest with their power. They are powerful hunters, but spend much of their time in rest and play. Women are the same. If we limit ourselves with our fear of our own might, we forfeit our strength and beauty. When we stop struggling in our own ability, our true strength is revealed. Embrace your strength. Isaiah 30:15 says, "Your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me." So settle down, depend on him, and your strength will come. I was watching a documentary, and they were talking with girls who are inner-city girls who are at risk. And they asked, like we did tonight with our girls, they asked, "What is your strength? What are your abilities? Let's go around the room and talk about it." And everybody was really uncomfortable with it. They didn't want to say, and then finally they said, "Well, I'm kind of good at singing, and well, I think I'm kind of a good teacher because I've been working with my little brother on his homework." And they just weren't confident. But God wants us to be confident. You know, he gave us abilities and strength, and he wants us to use them. The lioness is a strong and a powerful creature. And the lioness is a good mother. The lioness will not endanger other lionesses' cubs any more than she'll endanger our own. And a lot of times, I know when we do our prayer requests, I always think, I wish that we would exchange the names of our children with each other and really pray. And
I do that tonight.
I had a cousin who said they did that in their women's group, and they saw some real miracles. There was a time where she was given a name of her friend's daughter, and the Lord would just impress upon her when to pray for her, and she would just have intercessory prayer. And she saw some real miracles happen and things avoided where the girl was going to be in trouble. And it's just like this miracle happened, and she was just told to pray at that time. And so I think that we really need to come together and pray for each other's children. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, look how things turned out for Alicia.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, prayer changes things.
Right.
Fantastic. The lioness sets aside her former limitations. Lionesses often fail when they first learn to hunt, but that doesn't mean they never hunt again. Hardship is a catalyst for improvement. And I also ran across a saying that said, "Life tried to bury me, but I found out that I was a seed." So all that happened was I grew. You may fail at your first attempt to develop strength, but this is part of your learning process. Accept your failure and view these as stepping stones towards your future success. A lioness helps those who falter. A lioness will bring meat to a lion that is afraid to venture into the wilderness himself. Women should also reach out to those in need. The lioness hunts with other lionesses. Lionesses are the only big cats that hunt in groups. They also groom each other and after the hunt. Women must help each other keep our lives clean. We speak into one another's lives and invite others to give their input, and we together we laugh, we cry, we pray, and we confess our fears and our sins. You know, there's a big difference between how friendships go with women and men as we get older. women really know about how we need that connection. The older a woman gets, the more friends she has. And the older a man gets, the less friends he has, because his friends die and he doesn't get new ones, but women do. You know, they
outlive their spouses so
they
much.
Do.
Well, the older men get, the grumpier they get.
I think there was
a movie, Grumpier.
I was
going to
say, I think there was a movie that was called that. The lioness is stunning. A lioness is a beautiful creature. And, you know, lately it seems like I've really had a bigger variety of women come into my spa. All shapes, colors, ages, and I begin to think, wow, everybody is beautiful in their own way. Everybody has some kind of beauty, no matter what size or color or age they are. And that's what this is saying too. Women of every shape, size, and color are stunning, wild and fierce as lionesses. This is incredible beauty and the strength of a woman. You're capable of incredible things, and recognize this and revel in it. And it makes me think of Tyra Banks when she does the top model. She always says, you're beautiful and you're fierce.
Yeah.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.